Now, the Northern Cape is currently experiencing a severe and very persistent drought in its in a lot of the five districts out there, as a matter of fact. Now, 2 weeks ago, Deputy President David Mabuza, he committed to making 30 million rand available for procurement and distribution of fodder for the farming communities. Now, Francie and Peter Schoeman are sheep farmers in the Northern Cape, and you are now joined by Francie. Francie, thank you so much for, and I know you're going through a tough time, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Kino, and thank you to all the listeners for taking time to hear the story of the plight of the Karoo farmers.
Yeah, and I'm doing this because let's see how we can all get together to help. It's not just about let's tell a story or a sad tale. Let's see how we can maybe all get together and try and make a difference. Now, let's talk a little bit about the region in the Northern Cape where you are at the moment.
Okay, I'm from the Great Karoo. Mm-hmm. Our town is called Williston. It's very likely that you've never heard of Williston.
Yeah.
It's one of those little towns you blink and when you drive through and when you open your eyes, you've passed through.
Yeah.
But it is a big farming district. There are about 160 commercial farmers and about 60 to 80 emerging farmers in our district. And as you say, we're just experiencing the most catastrophic drought in I would say, in living memory.
Oh. And we'll talk about the drought, but I want to talk a little bit about your farming history. Have you been farming for a number of generations? What can you tell us about your farm itself?
Yes, I'm a Karoo farmer for the last 10 years, and I married my husband and we moved to back to his family farm. And the Schoeman family have been farming there, and actually before that it was the Van Schalkwyk. Mm-hmm. And they have been farming there for many, many generations. Our daughter is actually the fifth generation child to grow up at Langbarken.
Okay.
Now, and yeah, I'm an ex-Zimbabwean, so my farm I also have farming blood.
Okay, and it's and we know, unlike some of the things that people normally put out on social media, I think we all agree that we need farmers to make this economy tick at the end of the day, and we should be looking after our farmers. Now, you're into sheep farming. That is your main area of farming, isn't it?
Yes. Peter's father farmed with wool sheep during the wool boom.
Yeah.
And nowadays, with the popularity of Karoo lamb, we farm with Dorpers.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband always said he would never like to move back to the Karoo, knowing that it is a drought area, unless we had some sort of sideline to carry us through the bad years. So we started, when we moved, we brought with us 10 Jersey cows, and we started making cheese. And it has now become the cheese business that's carrying us through this terrible time.
Oh, my word. So, hold on. You're saying, you need to diversify. So, your Dorper sheep that you're using, obviously, for the Karoo lamb is obviously the core of what you do. But the side is obviously doing the cheese. But wouldn't they all need the same fodder, though? I mean, wouldn't they all need to eat the same stuff? Just help a layperson out here.
Yes, I can help you out there. The sheep are generally supposed to graze the veld. They're not supposed to be fed anything. Mm. And during good rainy years, and that's how the sheep feed, and that's why the Karoo lamb is so famous, because of its natural diet.
Yes.
The cows is a different story. We have, it's called a sprout machine, a BioBoost, and we literally sprout barley, and we have done since we started our little dairy, as part of the diet of the dairy cows. We also import from other farming districts a lot of good lucerne. So the cow food always was brought in.
Okay.
We don't have enough water to grow pasture for cows, so we always improvised in that way.
I want to get back to the sheep. I've seen some horrendous footage, you know, when we went through our very own drought and up the West Coast, etc. We saw footage of animals basically starving to death. I mean, does this seem to be the case on your farm? Has it been the case?
Oh, it is so, so sad. You know, to give you an idea, the average rainfall is normally 150 mils. Mm. This year, we've had 11 millimetres of rain. So the wildlife, the steer, apart from the sheep, everything, nothing can survive. There's literally, there's nothing but rocks and dead bushes. There is nothing for any living thing to eat. And the sheep have got weak as a result. Many farmers and most farmers have had to downscale their, the size of their herd. And they, we specifically are only keeping half what we used to keep. And everything has to be fed. Nothing can survive. In the beginning, when the drought first started, we managed to survive by putting creep feed just for the lambs so the ewes could recover quickly. Now it's a case of bringing in food. And most farmers at this stage cannot any longer afford to keep feeding their sheep. They've sold their townhouses. They've cashed in their policies. They've done every last cent that they could, because sheep is a farmer's livelihood in the Karoo. So, yes, the animals are dying.
And how do you downscale? I mean, because I don't know. I think if I had to be in that situation, and, you know, I really feel for you guys. Do you put them down? Do you, I mean, do they just die of starvation?
No, no, no good farmer would ever allow his animals to die of starvation, per se. But yes, they have got, they've got weak, so they don't lamb properly anymore. And a lot of them died while they're lambing. And the lambs are weak, so they often don't make it either. So that's how, that is happening. But generally, the farmers have just been sending more animals to the abattoir than they would usually.
Okay.
Usually you would try and keep and increase your herd and keep best ewes. Nowadays, nothing gets spared. We're keeping a, the basic breeding stock that you have to keep to survive. And, yeah, the rest has either been sold and the prices are shocking. Some farmers have been lucky enough to move their whole herd to another farm and rent other land, but not everybody has the means to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what's the brand of your cheese? I mean, can we find it in the Western Cape?
You most definitely can.
Okay. I tell you.
Longbarkin. Karoo cheese.
I'm going to I'm telling you why I'm asking the question, because I would like to encourage my listeners to go out there and buy your cheeses to help you as well. And so, what should we be looking out for and where?
In Cape Town, the best place to get our cheese is either from the Wild Peacock in Stellenbosch, or you go to the Oranjeza Farmers Market. And you go to Jane Salander's store called Around Cheese, and she's supplying our cheese and a lot of lovely South African cheeses there.
Brilliant. And what's the name of your cheese?
Longbarkin Karoo Cheese.
Longbarkin Karoo Cheese. So, you know, as a show, we don't really want to just have conversations. If we can assist, if I can encourage you to this weekend, go out to the market, make your way to Stellenbosch, you know, buy these cheeses. Let's see if we can do our little bit in terms of helping. But there are, there's other help that you need as well.
That's such a lovely gesture. Thank you.
No. It's the least we can do. And, you know, what other help do you need? I mean, are there corporates that listen to us right now that can assist you? Are there communities that can assist you in some way or form?
We have been helped amazingly. The public in South Africa, that's why I'm saying, are just fantastic. And drought relief has been coming to us from private farmers, from private sector, from organizations like Gift of the Givers and Burgerburger Droogtehulp. Farmers who've had good crops are sharing, literally sharing their crops with the farmers in the Northern Cape that are struggling. The towns of Sutherland and Fraserburg, Kalfinia, all those little towns, that's where it affects me the most. But I know that there's many, many towns in Bosmanland and the Namaqualand that are also receiving help. And we've been receiving, as far as care parcels for the ladies from the churches, send a little parcel to the women just to say, keep strong with some coffee and body lotion and little luxuries that most of the Karoo farmers' wives are doing without at this stage.
Francie, all I can say is, you know, when we have adversity in this particular country, when people go through tough times, despite all the negative news that we hear about, we can see the true character of South Africa come out.
Absolutely.
When people stand together. So, listen, I want to thank you for joining us. We are going to, you know, when we come, and you can listen in if you like, because we are going to be chatting to Berberga next, who's in Dublin.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, no, okay. Absolutely. Founder of Drugte Hulp. Berberga is in Dublin trying to raise funds as well. Chat to Berberga next.